The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Mathnasium.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Can you count to 10? Well, we have someone here that might be able to help you do that. More. Adana Elder is here with Mathnasium. Good morning, Adana.
Good morning. And I sure hope that everybody listening can at least count to 10.
Me too. But all kidding aside, Mathnasium, what a great program that you offer. And kids are going back to school, so now is the time, right?
Next Monday, yeah.
Oh, gosh, I can't believe it. Okay, so tell us all about Mathnasium for folks maybe that have never heard of you, have no idea what you offer and what you do.
Oh, what a sad story for all those people out there who have not heard about us before.
I know.
So we're a math learning center for 2nd through 12th graders. We do occasionally work with younger students, so don't be afraid to call if you have a first grader. As long as they're a good reader, we love to work with them. We start each of our students with a free assessment. We learn a little bit about what they know and what they don't know yet. Our primary focus is filling in missing pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time when a student is struggling in, say, their fifth grade math class, it's often something from earlier in their math education that has gotten lost. Maybe they didn't spend quite as much time on it as they would have liked to. Maybe they just forgot how to use it.
Yeah.
We see that with 7th and 8th graders who have been able to do a lot of math with just calculators for the last couple of years, and that can make it tough on them.
Well, as mobile as our society is, as a kid who moved around a lot, sometimes I would miss something. I would miss a very fundamental principle or sort of a building block of math knowledge. You got to have one thing down before you move on to the next, correct?
That is absolutely the case. And with our military community here, we see a lot of kids who are in tough spots because they have their second grade class taught something, waits till third grade to teach a specific skill. And then when they get here, it turns out that our class is here, teach it at the end of second grade. And
right.
Teachers don't have time to go back and fill in that piece.
Yeah, no, so it makes it hard. So now is the time. Should I wait until after the first month of school to start the tutoring, or what should we do? What would you recommend?
So my recommendation is to find out now what's going on with them. It's super easy to start to feel like the new school year is going really well because there is a lot of repetition from the year before. And what we want to do is make sure that not only have they sort of remembered those pieces, but have really mastered how to use them. So give us an opportunity to share with you exactly where they're at. Let's see what that looks like for them now, rather than waiting until the end of September or first part of October, because the pieces that didn't make sense to them at the end of last year will only make larger gaps in that understanding.
That makes sense. So Mathnasium makes me think of gymnasium.
It is exactly based on that concept.
Okay.
You go to the gym, two or three or four times a week so that you can build those muscles. We want our students to come in 2 to 3 times a week to rebuild the muscles in our head, those brain muscles, those things that we really have to work a little bit harder at sometimes. And the repetition helps the kids retain the knowledge.
So you do have a facility then, or a place where people can come, bring their kids?
We do. Our location in Pensacola is at Airport and 9th Avenue, so right there in the Fresh Market Shopping Center, or if you've been around here for a very long time, the old Kmart.
Okay. Now I know where you are.
Oh, see, excellent. See, it's always about finding the right landmark.
Yeah.
That's right. When I'm talking to college kids about employment opportunities, it's, do you know where Five Guys is? Oh, yeah, I know where Five Guys is, because if I mention Fresh Market, they're like, I don't know where Fresh Market
right,
is.
Right. That's so funny. That's great. So they have the tutors that actually will work one-on-one with the students, correct?
We do. So we are individualized instruction, but in a group environment. So we do work at about a 3-to-1 ratio with our kids, but all instruction is face-to-face with each individual student. There are no two kids in the center working on the same material at the same time.
Oh, okay.
It's all customized to them. So when I sit down with Sally and we work through a few problems together, when I feel like she's ready to try some on her own, I step away and I give her an opportunity to know that she has the ability to do it herself. That building that confidence is super important.
Yeah, for sure. So where do you find the tutors and the people that do this?
Oh, gosh, all around the city. We have high school and college kids who work for us, ones mm-hmm. that are, you know, maybe taking calculus this year as dual enrollment, engineering students who come to work for us. We occasionally get retired military people, who mm-hmm. men and women, who come in and they say, listen, I'd really like to do something to give back to the community.
Nice.
And they love the opportunity to work with the kids, and it's a really relaxed environment for them. So we love everybody that we get. Sometimes we get current. We've had some current pilots.
Really?
Yeah, you know, Navy personnel or Marines who are here for flight school, and they have a little bit of downtime, and so they can often work us into their schedule. They may only work a couple of days a week.
Oh, that's so cool. Really, oh, I bet the kids love that.
Kids,
oh, my gosh.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah, my tutor's a pilot.
That's right. He might be a Blue Angel one day.
Oh, right? Boy, forget that. You'll have adults signing up for this now. Talking with Dana Elder. She's the owner of Mathnasium. And guess what? Our tech system's back up and running today. I'm so excited. So if you have a question for her about the classes, about tutoring, about Mathnasium, feel free to text it in 850-437-1620. That's why she's here. She's on the expert panel. She's our math expert today. So one of the things, too, a lot of people now are homeschooling. So can you help families with homeschooling by them either bringing the kids in, or do you go take your tutors out to home visits?
Everything happens within our center, so we do not do instruction at somebody's home. We really love that about it because it means that you don't have to worry about making sure your house is clean for us.
There you go.
And we don't have to worry about the safety or security of our kids. And,
right.
And it's nice that parents don't have to meet us at a library or mm-hmm. anyplace else. They know exactly where we are every time. So that makes it super great.
Yeah, it gives a consistency.
That's right. The other thing, your question about homeschooling. So we cannot be a student's only source of instruction. But as long as they are working through any other type of curriculum that you have purchased, have provided for them, we can be part of that solution. So I know that as kids get a little bit older, fifth, sixth grade typically is where it happens, although sometimes earlier, parents stop feeling like they can really explain it in a way that makes sense to their students.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they may be fantastic at the math, but they just can't get through to their child because that's just a tough dynamic. I
right.
know that when my dad, who was an engineer, tried to explain math things to me, I was always like, Dad!
Yeah,
no,
Dad.
So sometimes it's just nice to be able to step away.
Mm-hmm.
So we still do the assessment. We still figure out exactly what it is that they know and don't know so that we're working with a really solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But that time with their current curriculum is done very similarly to the way that we handle it for students who are in public schools or private schools. We're kind of meeting them on both ends. So mm-hmm. we want to fill in the foundation if they're missing pieces, and not everybody who comes to us has missing pieces.
Right. You do work with advanced students as well.
We do. When we start each student, we're looking for the answer to the question, what mm-hmm. don't you know yet?
Right.
And for a lot of kids who have reached out to us, it's because they're missing pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them, you know, a third grade student who's ready for some fourth or fifth grade material, third grade teachers aren't always prepared. They don't always have the curriculum. They definitely struggle with finding the time to provide those students who are ready to be advanced a little bit
mm-hmm.
with those opportunities.
Gotcha. So why do you require an assessment for enrollment?
Oh, it gives us the best information to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come in and tell me that your algebra student has been doing amazing all through school, and they may have been getting good grades, but it doesn't always mean that they have really mastered all of the skills that they need for that algebra class.
That makes sense.
And once we hand them calculators, they often forget how to do things like find factors of numbers so that we can start factoring equations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to trial and error your way through it using a calculator, you're always going to end up taking twice or three times as long. And did you ever really quite understand what the process was?
Sure. And that's not good when you're doing testing.
No, that's right. Frustration in the classroom results to frustration and anxiety when you sit down for a test.
Oh, no doubt about it. Now, what about the students with special needs? Do you work with those as well?
We do. We are not trained specifically for special needs students,
mm-hmm.
but we have had several students come through our program who fall somewhere on the autism spectrum. We have a lot of students who have ADHD diagnoses. We are happy to work with them. We won't always be exactly the right fit for everyone because of the because of the team teaching approach and the nature of the group setting, sometimes we won't be exactly right. But we are happy to try to give every student an opportunity to work with us in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And if it turns out that we're a good fit, fantastic. If it turns out that we're not, we always make an effort to step away and let you know that we won't be quite right as early as possible.
Gotcha. So that's why the assessment's so important.
It is. It gives our students and our families an opportunity to see how the center works, how it runs. And you know your student better than we do, certainly at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to know whether our environment is going to be quite right for you.
Okay. And in terms of the assessment, then, that is a free opportunity?
It is absolutely free. And if I could invite every single solitary student in Escambia County to come out and take an assessment, I would do it. I think that it is super enlightening to our families. And mm-hmm. that goes back to some of the great inflation that we're seeing within the schools and within the district and within the country. This is not a local issue. This is something that has been happening a little bit progressively throughout the last several years. So the things we think our students know isn't always what they actually know or have retained.
Mm.
And sometimes we can cram really well and do well on a test, but that doesn't really mean that we've learned for retention.
Okay, here's a great question, and I think this falls under the category. They did not ask this. I'm adding this to the question of helicopter parents. The question is, do you allow parents to sit in on the lessons?
We do not.
See, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, so they're welcome to wait at the front of the room. We have a waiting area, so you uh-huh. don't have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the reason that we step away from them and give them that opportunity to try the problem on their own. I mean, I'm going to make sure that they've understood the first couple of problems. I'm not just going to throw them the worksheet and say, here you go, this is yours, work on it.
Yeah, good luck.
We're going to, right, best of luck to you. We're going to work through a couple of problems. And when I feel confident that they are ready to try some on their own, I step away and I give them that opportunity. That helps them know that they can do it without me.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's private tutors, whether it's parents who are sitting next to them, working on the homework with them, students will become really anxious about the fact that they don't want to put even an answer down sometimes until they are sure that it's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because mom is going to be there, dad's going to be there, or the tutor's going to be there saying, yep. Good job. Yeah, oh, are you sure you want to? That's right.
Yeah. You sure you want to put that one? Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We give them that chance to do some on their own. Now, I step away. If they get to a problem they don't understand a little bit further down the page, they raise their hands, whether they ask for help or not, because a lot of our kids will come in and they're like super quiet and super nervous and they've been frustrated by math for so long that they don't want to ask questions.
Well, raising your hand in class to ask the question can sometimes be embarrassing.
Right. And you know what I tell my kids who come in and I say, are you a good hand raiser? And they'll say, they either say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's no, I say, well, you really should. You should keep that in mind that you are not only helping yourself, but you're helping other kids in the classroom. And so for the kids who say, yeah, I'm a good hand raiser, I'm like, thank you so much. You know that you are helping every other kid in the classroom.
Aww.
Because if you have the question,
mm-hmm.
other kids have it too, and they're afraid to ask.
Right, exactly.
But if you don't raise your hand and ask a question, because some of them won't, although they get much better at it as they
mm-hmm.
work with us, and they get fantastic responses from our instructors, they get better, but some of them just won't. Some of them never will. They never really gain that confidence.
Confidence.
Yes, thank you.
To
ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
About every 4 or 5 minutes, one of our instructors is going to sit down with them no matter what.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Sally, how are things coming along? And she's going to say, fine.
Yeah.
And you're going to look at it and say, looks like you might be stuck on problem number 6. Maybe. And so they're going to help them through problem number 6. The team teaching approach we take means that it was probably not me who's sitting down with them at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That next instructor sits down and explains it in a slightly different way than I did.
Right.
They draw a picture. They use a manipulative. We have lots of tools around the center.
Mm-hmm.
Our instructors can use alternative explanations and alternative ways of getting those answers so that the students really understand what it is that they're seeing and what they're doing.
We're talking with Adana Elder. She is the owner and teacher at Mathnasium, among many tutors there. If you have a question, maybe your kids are getting ready for school and you're thinking, this might be a good idea. 850-437-1620. Please feel free to ask a question. So here's one that came in. Do you work with students online?
We do. We have a program called Mathnasium at Home. Mathnasium at Home is almost exactly the same as working with our student, with our instructors in the center. Mm-hmm. They're working with our instructors. They're not working with people from other countries or even other states. They are instructors that we trained in one of our three locations. We're in Pensacola, Destin, and Niceville. So they've been trained by us. We feel super confident with their abilities to handle almost any question that would come to them. And they use a platform that's proprietary to us. So we see their work and what they're doing on screen at the same time that they are working on it. So if your student makes an error, we're going to catch that pretty quickly and be able to go back and address that problem.
That's amazing.
I love it. I'll be entirely honest. I do like having the kids in the center just a little bit more seeing them online.
Yeah.
And they do seem to make slightly better progress.
But I would think that personal connection, that in-person connection, maybe one tutor is good, but they don't connect. Then the other one sits down, and then there's that connection of understanding.
Online, we don't get quite the same team teaching approach, mm-hmm. which as we grow and as we have more online students, that will change a little mm-hmm. bit. But for now, it's usually one instructor who's there with them the entire time. But they're still giving them opportunities to work independently. So it's much the same.
Well, so here's an important question. How about the pricing? And is there a price range or how packages? How does it work?
It is. So almost all of our students come in and enroll in our membership program. Uh-huh. It allows them 10 sessions each month. And the price range is from $329 a month to $399 a month. That's for 10 sessions each month. You're talking at about $33 an hour to come in. And we not only support that foundation, but homework time is a part of every single solitary session during the school year. It can be a part of their session during the summer as well.
Mm-hmm.
High school students stay for an hour and a half, but the hourly rate ends up being about the same. Just bear in mind that they are an extra half hour for every session. So it's half again as much.
Do you have any kind of payment plans or anything like that?
So it's paid monthly. You don't have to pay it all up front. We do 7, 12, and 18-month enrollment membership options.
Okay, great.
So you decide what works best for you. And I always tell our families when they start that if you want to start out at one of the more expensive, shorter membership options so that you don't feel committed for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and you get 2 months in and you're like, oh my gosh, Susie loves coming to you. We can't imagine not sticking with you for the next year and a half. Let me know. We can change it up. We're happy to do that, mid-membership.
Mm-hmm. Sort of work with you based on what your needs are.
Absolutely.
No, that sounds great. Talking with Adana Elder with Mathnasium. So school starts next Monday in this area, which is wild to me, August 11th. So as far as kids signing up for the membership and for tutoring, should they do wait till after the first month of school to start or now? Or what would you recommend?
Come in now. Get the assessment done while things are a little bit quiet. It's easier to work an assessment into your schedule right now before they get super active with all of their clubs and mm-hmm. their practices and their everything else. Let us take a look at where they're at. If you choose not to start until September, I'll only cry for you a little bit. but at least learn. At least learn where they're at and how that summer has gone. Summer learning loss is a real thing. The statistics show that students typically lose between 25 and 35% of this last year's math skills.
Yeah, wow.
And that's cumulative. So as they get, by the time they're in fifth grade, mm-hmm. they're often statistically actually 2 to 3 years behind in many cases.
No. That's not good.
That is not good.
A friend of mine calls that the built-in forgetter.
I mean, I felt like at 50, I had a new built-in forgetter. So.
Well, tell me about it. And it is amazing how math has changed so much over the years. So it is harder now for parents to actually help out or tutor because they'll sit down and actually may be more harmful in a way than learning from a current tutor that knows the system.
Sometimes. And that happens most particularly with the younger kids who are mm-hmm. seeing things like how to add small numbers together, because we just learned 7 plus 5 is
12.
Excellent job.
I hope I got that right.
But now we teach them how to break it down, and there's a little bit more about the why. Why are we doing it this way? Why is 7 plus 5, 12?
Wow. Okay, so we do have our texts are working. It says, yay, your text is up. So how do you teach kids with what I've heard is the, quote, the most crazy math ever? There is no add numbers and carry over in your head anymore. Let's see. I told you, separate and make numbers into singles, tens, hundreds, etc. Seems like a way longer way to do math. I can still do it in my head, never mind knowing multiplication tables, and just subtract or add a side amount to get a larger total without any calculator needed. Counting change.
Counting
change.
That's
basically what I was thinking of when I'm reading this.
So when it comes to the curriculum they bring into us as part of their homework time, we are going to support whatever it is that the teacher needs them to be able to do that specific way.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that a lot of what we do is about mental math techniques. So instead of, if my candy bar cost me 67 cents and I hand the cashier $5, I don't want my student drawing 500 minus 67,
right.
Borrow from the 10 minus, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we teach them to count up. So from 67 to 70 is 3, it's 30 more cents to the dollar, and then it's 4. So it's $4.33.
That's great, because you do need those practical skills.
That's right. And that's and in principle, that's why the schools are also teaching things like complements of 10 as part of their curriculum early on, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we are seeing more of the mental math being brought into the local curriculum and to the statewide curriculum. So be aware that is there. But whether they are seeing it that way in their classroom or not, that's how we will ultimately hope that they can learn it. Because once you understand how the numbers work,
mm-hmm.
then you can do so much more with it.
Right, of course. So you work with kids from second grade to 12th grade, is that correct?
That's correct.
So that's a broad range.
It is. and we have a math test, math literacy test we give to our instructors before we hire them. And I've seen calculus students, like calculus 3 math
mm-hmm.
majors, get a 24% on it.
Ooh.
And that's
if
not...
If they're getting 24%, I'm afraid to think what I would get on if I took that test today.
No.
And I used to be good in math.
No, see, the real problem is that those same fantastic math majors were handed a calculator in 6th grade.
Of course.
And they don't remember how to do things like convert fractions to decimals
mm-hmm.
without actually... Plugging it into a computer.
Right.
So, but we need our second and third and fourth and fifth graders to be able to do those things by hand. So I need instructors who know how to do that and are comfortable with it.
So then when you assess the student, then you pick up right where they've left off and help them move forward.
That's right.
That sounds such, I wish I had you when I was in high school and following up on all the math, because it has changed so much. And moving around, like we said earlier in the show, being so mobile, it is hard to keep up.
Yeah, if you've come into this area from someplace else, if you don't do anything else before the beginning of the school year or within the first week of school year, please come into Mathnasium. Please let us show you and tell you exactly where those pieces are that are going to be most supportive for your student as you're beginning this new school year.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there are always differences.
I would guess that your students then, if they did this for several years while they were, to supplement their current teaching, the public school or private school teaching, and then go on to take all the tests and the testing, I would assume they would do much better.
They do, statistically.
The SATs and those kinds of things, I would think it'd be very helpful for that.
Right. There are 1,200 Mathnasiums across the country right now.
Oh, wow.
They're almost 200 worldwide, so they're international now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. We're with three locally, but there are about 90 in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
There are only 3 states, I think, that don't have any.
Gosh.
So we have the experience of and statistics from all of the Mathnasiums over the last 30 years from all 11 or 1200 centers. And the progress that we see made from month to month and year to year for Mathnasium students is really astounding.
Well, where are the different locations again for folks that are listening this morning?
So the ones we know that your local listeners are going to be most inclined toward is our Pensacola Center, and it's at 1630 Airport Boulevard, so right there in the Fresh Market Shopping Center. Our web address is mathnasium.com/Pensacola, and the number there is 850-490-3606. We also have locations in Niceville and in Destin, Florida.
Excellent. And so what are the hours of the clinics?
So the center in Pensacola is open from 2:30 to 7:30 Monday through Thursdays.
Oh, good. So a little after hours then.
Yeah, we're after school
mm-hmm.
And we're there late enough in the evening to get past all of your practices and club meetings and things. We're in on Fridays from 2:30 to 5:30, and on Sundays we're open from 1 to 4.
Okay, one last question for you really quickly, but I think it's a good one. At Mathnasium, do they take scholarships and or reimbursements from Step Up for students in Florida?
Yes, we are a Step Up provider. We are direct
good.
Pay. So if you have your Step Up Step Up funds coming into you in September, we would love to see you come in and make use of those in our center.
Excellent. So give us that website and phone number one more time.
Mathnasium.com/Pensacola, 850-490-3606.
All right. Thank you so much. Talking with Adana Elder. She's the owner of Mathnasium. Now's the time to get your kids signed up for a membership so they can be ready and back to school.
Excellent. I look forward to seeing all of you in the center soon.